Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100's Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a draft prospect look at Dare Rosenthal, the offensive tackle from the University of Kentucky. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe for more amazing content. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of all of our shows on Instagram at 100's Football. And you can always check out the podcast, anywhere listed podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your audio. You can find us over there thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. You can find a ton of draft prospect videos from not just this year, but previous years. Team previews, see what they did last year. Game previews when they're in season. Legend interviews, history specials. I mean, anything and everything football related, we cover it here on the show. Awesome interviews. With former players and whatnot. So you can always find your football fix at 100 yards of football. So thank you so much for all the continued support. And also, if you have an idea for a potential topic you want us to cover, please put it in the comments. We'll make sure we can, if we haven't done it so already, we'll be sure to put it in the rotation and we will cover it on a future episode. So please put some topics in you want us to talk about and we will get to that as soon as possible. So let's talk about the young man. Dare Rosenthal, what a large man this is. You can see on the screen for watching this live. 6'7", 327 pounds of just pure, absolute carnage on the offensive line. It's tough to get past this guy, right? So let's go back and look at his career. He didn't start off at Kentucky. He actually went to LSU. But before we go to that, we're going to go to high school because he was actually scouted as the one of the top defensive tackles in Louisiana at the time. The number 18 overall defensive tackle in the nation in high school in 2017, 2018. 2018, freshman season, means he got a red shirt for the most part. He didn't play at all in 2018 at LSU. 2019, a red shirt freshman. He was in 5 games, 3 starts. The Tigers, we all know what LSU did last year, man. 15-0, undefeated, won the national championship, Joe Burrow and whatnot. He started at left guard. In 3 games against Northwestern State, Utah State, and Mississippi State, and played in 229 total snaps that year. So he's doing good there. And, I mean, with that amazing offensive line, that amazing offense, I mean, you can see how good LSU was that year. Go back and watch the tape. They are still electric just a couple of years later. 2020, sophomore season, played in 7 games. LSU only had 10 games that year in the SEC-only schedule, but he was in 5 of those 7 games as a starter. Against Mississippi State, Missouri, Alabama, Florida, and Ole Miss. Then he decided, you know, I feel like I need to get some more playing time going into my junior year. My draft stock's pretty good, but I feel like I can improve it somewhere else. So that is why Mr. Rosenthal decided to up and leave and go to the Wildcats in Kentucky. This past year, his junior season, he started in 12 of 13 games at left tackle. He did not play in the Citrus Bowl because he was hurt, unfortunately, but he is on the All-SEC third team on Pro Football Focus. So there you go there. Pretty solid season all in all. And, I mean, like I said, with linemen, you can't really find stats on them. It's more just watching the film and see how they can protect their quarterbacks and open up holes for their running backs. So that's why I'm going to get into the strengths and weaknesses of this young man, but this very large man. So, like I say, he's actually pretty quick for a guy his size. He's also got good potential. He's got long arms, good base, and he is just an absolute stud to watch. I mean, I feel like if he can keep doing what he's been doing, right? April is a little bit about a month away, over a little bit more than a month away from the draft. So he still has some time to shoot up the draft boards, I think. Of course, you all know Kentucky had Darian Kennard, the other electric offensive guard, offensive tackle on that team. So, I mean, those two were putting in work. Huge athlete, good bulk, good size to him. He's got a good frame. He stays balanced, too. He doesn't fall over a whole lot. And he doesn't overextend in pass protection because sometimes guys with long arms just like to really go out there and grab you. But he let them kind of come to him in a way. So he's got a good base with that. He's effective in space. He can drop his hips most of the time and get some leverage on the short defenders who he can sometimes have a little bit of trouble with. He attacks his defender. He plays with strength, that wide base, that size. It all helps him out, and that's what makes him a very good run blocker. But what can he improve on throughout now and throughout his NFL tenure to make him just an even better offensive lineman? His height, it could be a detriment. Like I said, he's 6'7". That can be a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing. In short yardage situations, defenders can kind of just crawl under him in a way, right? Get under his pads and maybe sneak by him. Obviously, some of the more speed rushers can kind of just get away from him with that big frame. Like I said, he's got decent speed, but nothing to really write home about. Just average quickness off the ball. And I feel like he's shown abilities to move his man, just move him around with his hands. But he's not as consistent yet. He doesn't have that mean streak, kind of. He also can lose some leverage battles and be late off the snap. And also, he stops his feet after initial contact, really just going on his just length alone. But he can allow his defender to get around the corner, do a spin move on him, and just kind of take him out the play. So there's a reason I think that he's not as high up on the draft boards in terms of the offensive guards, offensive tackles in this draft, and that's because he still needs some polishing, right? He's still young, and I feel that if you get him, going to be a little bit of a later round piece, someone who you can develop, someone who has good ability, and it's just someone that if you can work with them for a little bit of time, get them in a couple of schemes maybe as a backup in the start, and just be like, oh my God, you can really just see on the screen the size of this young man. And I think he could be a good piece there. I think he has potential to be a starter. I really do. And as long as he can work with his frame a little bit more and his size, I think he could be a solid starter in the NFL. He just got to work his way up there and get a little bit more cleaner with his techniques and figure out just how to use that frame, how to use that size more to his advantage and be even more aggressive as an offensive lineman in the NFL, which I think he will. So I'm excited to see where Dare Rosenthal is going to head in about a month in April at the NFL draft in Vegas with the Raiders. It's going to be a good time, man. I can't wait to see where he goes. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you've enjoyed this video here today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube, and our podcast available to every single day. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Alexa, Google Home devices. You can just say, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, play 100 Yards of Football. And guess what? You'll see our logo right there on the 50-yard line with a amazing episode coming up for you. We have awesome stuff, like I said, draft prospects, team previews, legends interviews, history specials, anything and everything football related you can find on our channel. I can guarantee it. Leave a comment. What do you want to see us talk about next? Whether you want to talk about a player, an old draft class, an old player you like growing up, put it in the comments and we will put it in our rotation in the very near future. So thanks so much for all the continued love and support on all of our channels. So thank you guys for that. I say you've been listening to my review, my predictions about the NFL draft prospect, Dare Rosenthal, coming out of Kentucky. So if you enjoyed it, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And we'll be back on another live episode here in just a little bit. So stay tuned. We will see you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.